Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the toilet, Gunsmoke, and cool names. You'll hear that in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Oh, I can do one.
Oh, go for it.
You said you had one more.
If art museums are a little too stuffy.
Fart museum.
Art.
Oh.
I'd go to a fart museum.
Hell yes. Farts through the ages.
It's a little hard to document.
The dawn of fart. How old am I?
Hold on a second.
Am I going to be still making fun of farts at 50?
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
Call for the fart museum.
Oh, yeah?
Chick, I just want to crack you. You don't want to come here.
Why not?
I gather it's a fully all-dimensional smell-o-vision.
It stinks. Lousy museum.
Really?
Oh, this museum is no good at all.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, it's part of the multimedia display they got going on.
Uh-huh.
When you walk in.
Right.
Oh, it's unbelievable. There's just like this big air compressor there. And it blows farts at people.
Wow.
Do they smell?
Oh, it smells awful. The only way we really make money is through our concession area.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you sell there?
Well, we rent raincoats for the back part of the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Ah, boy.
Now, what's the atmosphere like there? Is it real thick?
The atmosphere?
Sounds thick. Man.
Humid and cloudy.
Now, do you have, is your fart museum primarily contemporary, or is it modern, or do you have classical pieces?
Mostly fart deco.
Oh. Really?
Okay.
It's the style, and while I got...
Excuse me? You work here?
Yeah, I work here.
My family and I would like to get our money back.
Right out front, no refund.
What was that?
That was our tribute to all the little people that played the Munchkins. Let me take you into this one room.
Okay.
I want to show you what's going on here.
All right, what's in there?
Oh, God.
What is it?
Which room are you in?
Oh, it's the SBD room.
Oh, boy.
Silent but deadly?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay.
I got to go because, this is unbelievable. This is like the third time this month already.
Uh-huh.
We got to re-wallpaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to go.
Say, where are you guys located?
We're in Brownsville, Texas.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a little treat for Josh coming up.
Oh, boy.
Kind of excited.
Much.
A little something-something from one of our listeners.
Of course. Josh is your favorite.
Kind of been following.
Josh is your
favorite.
Yeah,
we know.
Very sweet of you. Thank you.
I got something for Chick.
Mr. Favorite. Whoa. That can't be good.
I got a complaint letter.
Do you ever do that?
What did I say?
You ever do that? You look at somebody and go, hey, I got a little something for you. You take your hand out of your pocket and give them the bird. You ever do that? Man, that's funny.
Yeah. This will make you mad. The bird
is the word.
The phrase "the bird" was actually in connections in the New York Times the other day. It was the bird, pancakes, coin, things you flip.
I think
that the New York Times is getting into flipping the bird. That tells us something about contemporary culture.
I think you're working at different connections than I am. I don't know.
Do you remember that one?
Maybe
it was pancakes.
I don't know.
Coins,
and then you said a couple days ago there was a trick, and I didn't get the connections.
I obsess with it. If I don't, I haven't missed it.
He can work it. He can connections all day. He will look at it all day.
Yeah, it would appear that sometimes I'll go into the bathroom.
Don't tell me about this.
I sit down. I'm not getting up till I get it.
So
it may appear I'm constipated. I am not.
You're going to get roids doing that.
No, I'm not pushing. No. I'm just sitting.
All right.
And I bring that up because we have a great story coming up today. This is really interesting. More men than women consider the toilet their safe space, the bathroom at their home.
That.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah,
did you say more?
You're surprised
more
by that?
Men.
More men. Okay.
I believe we have the stat there.
Yeah, it's 1 in 4.
1 in 4 men consider the bathroom in their home their safe space, and the stats are interesting, whereas I think it's like 1 in 5 women or something. Yeah.
But that makes total sense.
So it's not that huge of a difference. Okay.
But I'm surprised that I was really surprised.
You don't use your bathroom as your safe space?
No. But you've never heard about dads going in there? I mean, that's their thing.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Why they make those dad toilet books. And
odd typo on this letter.
Oh.
The subject heading says Fetus, the vinyl LP. Anyone want to guess what it's about?
What?
It was a typo. It's Festus.
Oh.
The actor we were talking about at this time yesterday.
Oh,
from,
my God.
From Gunsmoke, a show again, not my cup of tea, but it's on some channel several times every day.
Is it MeTV or something?
Grit.
Grit.
Yeah, but there's a letter about it. Apparently, a chick had pointed out that Miss Kitty was a working prostitute.
She was a whore.
Well,
she ran the whorehouse.
Dave in Iowa would beg to differ.
If you run the whorehouse, you got to take some of the spillover every now and then.
That's right.
If it gets real busy.
During your discussion about Gunsmoke, Chick referred to the character of Miss Kitty as the aforementioned whore.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have been more wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm a fan of the show.
Are you sure?
I could not sit silently and let Chick besmirch the name of Amanda Blake's character of Miss Kitty. Mm. Here are the facts. Miss Kitty Russell was the saloon keeper and co-owner, later sole owner, of the Long Branch Saloon in Dodge City.
Yeah, but you know what's going on in the saloon. She
was a savvy businesswoman. Uh-huh. Again, this is a TV show.
I'll get me a bath, a bourbon, and a woman.
Yeah.
That's what they do in
That's
the
exactly
saloon.
Exactly what well, they do.
Oh, we don't have any women. They're all busy. Well, how about you, Miss Kitty?
All right.
I don't think I could possibly. Here's $5,000. Let's do this.
And she probably, Miss Kitty, probably charged a little more for herself.
You don't think she was a retired?
I do. That's why she would still charge more for herself, because she didn't really want to come out of retirement, but would for the right price.
Absolutely.
She was on that show for 19 seasons. Wow.
And it only looked like she'd been on it for 18 seasons.
Again, I can't criticize the show. I never sat through an episode.
That hasn't stopped you in the past.
Oh, for criticizing a program?
Yes.
If I could object to you, I would, but you know I can't because you're right.
You know what I did love about Gunsmoke is the intro. There was an announcer, Gunsmoke, starring James Arness. Boy, that was a golden time for announcers. Yeah. It came out. Rifleman with Chuck Connors.
Do they do that anymore?
I don't think so.
I think
it's Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld.
They don't
do it anymore.
That's a shame because, I mean, there were certain classics.
The Fugitive.
No, thanks, Ace.
I knew it was coming.
Ace, I was just looking for it. I wanted to surprise them with.
What a great day this turned out to be, huh?
A QM production starring David Jansen as The Fugitive.
Oh, what a great show.
Now, the lady that Miss Kitty was based on, there's an actual person.
Oh, like at the Long Branch Saloon or something?
Her history does not show that she was indeed a prostitute.
You didn't think that Miss Kitty was a play on Miss Clitty?
I did not at all.
I don't think anyone thought
No one thought that.
No one thought
If anything,
that.
Kitty no and, be, and the yeah, P-word word, yeah. go together.
Kitty and the P-word.
Yeah, but cat. No one thought Kitty!
And by the way, man. Kitty what? And the P-word is my least favorite children's book. No, I always assumed.
He does not think like normal people.
No, I always assumed that.
What?
That's a. Yeah. That's a.
There was well, some. No, there was some Hollywood guy,
and he, when he assumes something, he builds an entire backstory, and then he goes on the internet now and has it verified. Yeah. But he thinks it's
it
true.
It was probably to some Hollywood guy that had been blacklisted as a joke. Said, "I know what I'm going to do. I'll get these mother."
No,
no.
It was, it's way closer
no,
to the
way
other.
Closer to the other one, Tom. I would love to have a pussy cat or a kitty area. Cat.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, look, there you go. Oh. Sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
I know, Miss Clitty. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm sure I'm not the first one that occurred
no,
to.
No.
I know you're the absolute
first. I think you're the first, you the only, car. And the last.
Rest
well,
assured.
I better get to the letter. I live in Arnold, Missouri.
We haven't even got to the letter yet?
No.
I used to live in Arnold for a little bit, too.
That's what he says. He says, Josh's old stomping ground.
Yeah.
Had to be weird, living in Arnold, being named Arnold.
Yeah, I remember it was fine with, you know, we were, when I lived there, I was a 30 or something, but my poor little niece got teased at school because she lived in Arnold and her last name was Arnold. Kids find whatever they can.
That's true.
Wouldn't you like to go back?
Anything to start bullying.
Right.
Anything to be mean.
Wouldn't you like to go back like second or third grade and have the sensibilities you have now when people would pick on you?
Really? I would ruin lives.
No,
the things
yeah.
you could say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Make them cry in an instant.
And there's a topic. People whose last name is the same as the place where they live.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's many of those.
And they're Dixville Notch. Don't you have to move there? Dickville? Is that right?
Okay. I'm sorry. So to get back to our letter, this is from James, who lives in Arnold, Missouri.
Oh, my God. He said, Arnold, Missouri.
We were talking
letter.
About Gunsmoke yesterday and Festus.
Yeah, you sure
I
does.
Have a vinyl record.
Yeah. Get a load of this.
What's the vinyl record?
It's the record that Festus made.
Festus Sings.
What? It's called, hang on a second. I got
Gunsmoke Festus in red, white, and blue with stars and Festus.
Sings and talks
there it
the
is.
Songs
there
of is. Dodge City. There you go.
There he is.
And look, he's got that, look how his legs, he walks kind of crouched down like he's just had a prison sex session.
No, is that how he walks? He's getting ready to draw.
No, he's posing. That's not how he walks.
Yeah, he's like drawing.
He's getting his gun, yeah.
Once again, another made-up story. That's how Festus walked, and Kitty means Clitty. That's right.
That's what you learned today. Take that to the water cooler.
Miss Kitty.
Please, the proper respect yeah. needs to be shown.
I guarantee I'm not the first person that thought
of
that.
Oh, you are.
There's no way anyone else thought of it.
Sure, that was the intent. What's important is that was the intention. I got another thing that you'll enjoy involving a word that I use that Chick finds annoying.
Okay.
And for some reason, we've got a bunch
I find a lot of your words annoying, actually.
We have a number of letters today from people who have really cool names. Just like very slight variations on what would be considered kind of a name you've heard a million times.
Nice. Like waiting to be a private eye on a TV show?
Yeah, just like...
Spencer or something?
There's a letter I'll read in a few minutes from Carolina.
That's lovely.
Not Caroline, but that's a beautiful name.
Yeah,
Carolina. And we've got a couple
I had an aunt. I had an aunt named Carolina.
You did?
And we called her Liney.
Aw.
Yep. Drunk as a monkey most of her life. Yeah.
Did she have a drink of choice?
No, whatever.
Whatever she could find.
Vitalis.
Vanilla extract.
No, a lava lamp water. She, a very odd woman.
Cooking sherry.
Yeah. Dad drank aftershave. I was there for that.
Good old lighter fluid.
At least he had fresh breath.
Yeah, he did
I
that.
Was putting Brut on one time, and she walked up and said, oh, what's that? And took a swig of it.
Oh. Well, we'll get to happier
good
times.
Old Brut, B-R-U-T.
Well, she was happy.
Oh, she was very happy. Yeah, I wish I was half as happy as she was.
You know, they called her Liney because a vagina. You know that, right?
Right?
Yeah. I can't be the first person to think that.
You can't be. No. Crave when your approval.
When you were saying Gunsmoke, you loved it that they had that introduction starring James Arness. And then you said, why don't today's shows do that? Like, It's Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld.
I don't see the joke in that. That's at best a commentary or maybe a...
So you can't even compliment the guy.
Inane comment.
I thought that was really funny.
You can compliment me. In fact, you can call me Cool Hand Josh. I just had 3 hard-boiled eggs in 2 minutes.
Whoa!
Good for you.
And I was in there watching him slurp those babies down. And he had to peel them. I've never seen such desperation on a man's face.
I love it when he drops them. He just throws them on the counter.
I lift it up a little bit, and drop
they,
it.
And they were not peeling.
I knew this was coming.
A little protein load. Oh, you have
not
the
peeling properly,
you,
Josh.
I'm sure well, here's the ultimate way to peel an egg.
I was taught if you really want them to peel nicely, after you boil them, immediately submerge them in ice water.
Right.
And yes. I did that. I do that. But my contention is the brown eggs just do not peel as well as white eggs.
No kidding.
Yes.
I thought it'd be
once again, proof.
Don't. Don't.
No. I insist.
Please continue. What's the other difference between brown eggs and white eggs?
The brown eggs couldn't be served in Major League Baseball stadiums until 1940.
Has anybody else experienced that?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm still not doing something right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't eat hard-boiled eggs.
I mean, does it depend how you cook them? If you cook them slower? I don't know. There's got to be a way to do this because it drives me crazy when I can't.
Oh, wait. And did I lie? Did I say I boiled them? I don't. I have a great hard-boiled egg maker.
The same machine, and you were on your recommendation. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can put a dozen eggs in it.
Yep.
It's a little bit of a dome tower, and you set the eggs, and you puncture a hole. It has a great little thing that you can puncture a hole with. You pour, a little. You can tell I just ate pretty hard-boiled eggs. You put a little water in there because it steams. Yep. It essentially steams them.
I've got to see what one of these looks like.
12 at once. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I need a couple more appliances.
Okay, that's a good one.
That sounds good. I got one yesterday. I walked into the pantry and there's an appliance there. I have no idea what it is.
What's it look like?
Elaborate thing with stuff coming out of it, and it looks like some kind of exotic coffee maker, but it isn't. I don't know what it is.
Is it a plug-in device?
Yes, I didn't have time to research it. It's the size of an old-fashioned TV set.
Do you have a brand name for me?
I didn't take the time, but I said, I wonder what that thing is. Never seen that before.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm very busy.
Your lady may know.
No, it's not a juicer. I have a juicer. It's not a juicer. It's got spigots, but the larger point is I need to find out about this hard-boiled egg machine, and thank you very much. Is your throat feeling better now?
Yes, it is.
I really enjoyed your commentary, which you don't want to call it a joke, about how TV shows should have an announcer like this.
The Fugitive.
Absolutely.
A 2M production.
Starring
David Jansen as the Fugitive.
Why don't you let him say
it? I think the last two shows...
He can't! Chick, you know...
Last two shows I can remember with the voiceover were The Hulk in the 70s and The A-Team in the 80s.
The A-Team?
Yeah. Heart to Heart had one of the characters... Yeah. This is Mrs. H.
Yeah.
Oh, then Lionel Stand.
Lionel Stand. Yeah. Did you ever see him in Cul-de-Sac?
Yes, I have.
That's a different Lionel Stander. That's one hell of a movie.
That's an unpleasant.
That's a
weird. Pleasant.
Yeah, Roman Polanski weirdo movie. Yeah.
Most of you during the break didn't hear a question that you asked about the 250th anniversary of the United States of America.
Yeah, because 150, I think, is sesquicentennial. What's 250?
Semi-quincentennial.
Whoa.
That's really awkward.
That's a mouthful.
The semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, so I think that's why they're going with just the 250th anniversary.
So
the logo I saw, it's really unimpressive, I think.
And the wait a minute. Yeah. Centennial is 100.
Yeah.
Do you know who's centennial it is today?
Who?
Mel Brooks.
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, well, he's not
ready to
make it. But he would be.
This would be the anniversary of his birth.
Okay.
A man probably responsible for more masturbation than
there's nothing that
anyone
says
in history.
I'm rooted in the 60s more than the name Hugh Hefner. Boy.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
He was a.
Old Hef.
Very important at one point.
Did you guys speak to him?
Yes.
I would think that you would talk to him at some point.
We did interview him at one point. Yep. We sure did.
There's no way you guys could get away with not talking to him at least once.
And then we have the song "I Want to Be Like Hef."
Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah,
it's a classic. I'm one of the few. People always say, "Oh, I used to, buy it for the interview," because they'd have Edward Teller,
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We believe you only wanted
Norman Mailer.
Yeah, no, no, no. I didn't buy it for the interview. I bought it for the nudie pictures.
Right. But the interviews were pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The roster of writers, hilarious.
Yeah, back when we had that Norman Mailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Albert Camus.
Sometimes there'd be like an Updike short story or something.
Mm-hmm. Right next to you. By the way, we're not glaring at big bouncy boobs. I like to read. It's like the New Yorker with porno in it.
Interesting fact about Norman Mailer. He had the first fax machine.
Oh, that is interesting. Did he change his name?
No, he didn't. He just kept Mailer.
Would you like to have someone, when you arrive at a place, announce that you're there?
No,
not at all.
Now, you have gone on record as saying you would like those big horn,
yes,
those long trumpet
six
things.
Guys with horns come in, three by three. And
I'd go the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's weird because you don't like being out in public.
Sunglasses
that's true,
and
that's true.
Cap.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Remember the guy that used to run the Olympics? Like Juan Antonio Samaranch, whatever his name was? You know, the
king of the kickback?
He had a rule. He had to be the last person to arrive at any event and the first one to leave. Once he got there, no one was allowed to leave.
Oh, my God.
Think he had a big ego?
No.
How does that work exactly?
Once he got there, no one was allowed.
That's true.
That's wild. That's like Putin. That sounds like something Putin would do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm...
What happened to Kalashnikov? Kill him.
I might be going somewhere this weekend for a thing, and guess what I'm looking forward to?
What are you looking forward to?
That's right, the Irish goodbye. I can't wait until I sneak out. That's my favorite thing. Where did he's gone? Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
he's gone.
It depends on the situation.
I would imagine you never do that.
Sometimes.
I bet you're a bad leaver.
No.
It starts out with, well, better get on down the road.
No, I used to.
All right, thanks for everything.
I used to know someone who is a bad leaver.
I bet so.
Who would?
I think we were all married to bad leavers.
I would say the phrase, "Do not introduce me to anyone at all at this event." As we are leaving, do not stop and say hello to anyone.
My parents were terrible at that.
Yeah.
They would load us in the car, well, if we were at my grandparents or something, and we'd sit in the car freezing our asses off.
For the better part of an hour.
For 40 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm pretty good at the Irish goodbye.
Boom.
Depends on the size of the event.
Yeah.
And whether or not the... main people are being bothered. But it's time for us to check out some letters.
Here's a quick letter for Chick.
Mm.
I just put kraut on a hot dog. Yum. Kurt in Iowa.
Nice. Thank you, Kurt.
I have one.
Kraut? No sour? Just kraut?
I think that's perfectly acceptable for sauerkraut to say kraut.
Chick, I found a nickel in the grocery store parking lot. Steve from Lima, Ohio.
Nice.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for taking the time and trouble to write.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.